Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
And they don't have confidence in God.
And so we need to make sure that we are training confident warriors of God, because the enemy has this confident warrior. They believe in their enemy wholeheartedly, what he can do and what he's done. And so what we have to do is we have to break through that challenge of confident warriors of God to make them aware of what is at their disposal and who God is and what God can do, and for them to build that level of confidence in God in their life and become confident warriors of God. A few scriptures I want to look at. Look at 1 Samuel 17, verses 33 through 37. And this is David. David was a confident warrior of God. And he illustrated this in his lead up with a build up to him slaying the giant Goliath. He exhibited this confidence, but people say courage. It was a confidence in God that made him a confident warrior of God. So when you look at verse 34, 1 Samuel 17, verse 34, this is Saul, and Saul was the king and was the leader of God's people at that time, and he was not confident, and he exhibited that to his troops, that they didn't believe that they could succeed in conquering the Philistine giant, or the Philistine army led by Goliath. And so these giants that were in his way, they exhibited confidence, and then they talked a bunch of trash. And David had no doubt, no matter what situation or the circumstances, trash was talked, that he could overcome the enemy. That's what I'm saying. You have people that have confidence in God the right way. You have people that have confidence in the Antichrist the wrong way. And we have to, as men, teach our men and our young men that you have to have confidence in the true and the living God. And so in verse 34 of Samuel 17, verse 34, it says, and David, I'm sorry, let's go up to 33. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. So there was no confidence in God. There was no confidence in David. There was no confidence in anything that the men of God could do. But he had more confidence or belief or feeling that the Philistine soldier could be successful. And he discounted David's youth. And so David responded with confidence. And David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him. And he delivered it out of his mouth. When he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. And so the confident warrior of God always realized that there's always going to be a challenge. It's always going to be something that comes up against you. And that's the thing that we have to train and prepare our Christian brothers, is that there's always going to be something. There's always going to be a challenge. There's always going to be something that's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the mode of the enemy. So we have to be confident warriors with God to say, hey, these attacks will come, but I have confidence in God that we can overcome these things. So when he said that he slew it, and then in verse 36 it says, I serve and slew both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. So in other words, he said this challenge, that this uncircumcised Philistine, in other words, this person was a heathen. He wasn't after the ritual of God at the time, which was to be circumcised on the eighth day. So he was telling that he's not even a member of God's family. He said, this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defied the armies of the living God. And so his confidence was in God, that God would give him success. And verse 37, David said, "More of the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion than out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And in verse 38, it says, Saul armed David with his armor, and he put the helmet of brass upon his back. Also he armed him with a coat of mail, and David girded his sword upon his armor. He essayed to go, for he had not proved it. In other words, he didn't have confidence in this armor or this weaponry that Saul had. And David said unto Saul, "How can I go with thee, for I have not proved it?" And David put him off. So in other words, his confidence was in God. If we go to Psalms 27 and verse 3, also we see how David was a confident warrior in this 27th Psalm. He spoke about his confidence in God. So if we go to Psalm 27, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. The host should encamp against me, my heart shall not, the war should rise against me. In this will I be confident." In other words, David had no fear of his enemies because he had a confidence in God, a feeling or a belief in God that he could be successful and that he would succeed. And that's the warrior God mentality that we have to, or confidence that we have to build up in our young men, our men, is that the war shall rise against me. These things happen all the time. We can be confident that God will deliver. And so when we talk to our young men and we talk to them and we share with them that they have to build the confidence in God. And when David said that this armor wasn't tried, that Saul, the king, was trying to give it to him. In other words, he had a relationship with God and he knew God and he knew what was successful, the successful things of God. And he didn't put his trust in man. And when you can begin to raise warriors of God to be confident in the armor that God has, and we'll talk about that in another day, which is the whole armor of God, then you have a soldier, a confident soldier, that will be successful on the battlefield, that will be able to successfully operate in ministry, leaders of family, his church, his community, because he can deal with attacks on the community, attacks on the church, attack on the family. He can deal with the attacks in leadership. And it comes with getting to know God, spending time with God, talking to God, learning his word. There's no substitute of learning what you're confident in. People have confidence in you know, things that they do at work or things that they do in the world, in computers and science and all kinds of things that, you know, they're confident in it. When you have a confidence in God, you've gotten to know God. You've gotten to know, you know, what his word says, what his promises are, and you begin to experience them firsthand. So now you have a confidence in God that cannot be shaken. You have a confidence in God that you say, okay, I know that this war, this situation is going to come up, but I know if I can apply this with this word of God, I know I'll be successful. And that's where the confidence comes in. That's where you become get confident warrior. Some people call it a swagger, or some people call it a self-confidence. But you're not confident in yourself, but you're confident that the God that's in you will be able to give you the strength to be able to do it. And so that brings out a confidence that you begin to display, but you're not displaying it in an arrogant manner, or you displaying it in a manner that, okay, I have confidence in God. And this is what David was talking about in this 27th Psalm. You know, so when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. In other words, he had a proven God, and he had confidence in that God would deliver him and help him to be successful. And so he said, I'm not going to be afraid. I have nothing to fear. And he, even though they encamp against me, in other words, I know they're coming. I know the attack is coming, but I won't fear. And then war rises up, whether it's in my community, whether it's my church, whether it's my family. He said, I'll be confident, you know, because I know God and I know his faithfulness, his steadfastness, that he will deliver me out of these situations. That was the same thing with the young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then when the king put him in the fiery furnace, that they knew that God would deliver them. And then they had so much confidence that even if he didn't deliver it, even if this wasn't his will to deliver us out of this fiery, I know that he's able. They had a confidence that God would do what he said he would do. And so when we begin to develop men, young men, in this area of confidence, as a confident warrior, you can begin to see them as Paul began to experience it in Philippians 4:13. Go to the New Testament, in the book of Philippians, is writing to a letter to the church at Philippi. He spoke of the confidence he had in God. And so that chapter, Philippians 4:13, says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. And in other words, he had this thing that he knew that whatever the challenge was, that he could handle the challenge. He could be a confident warrior because of the God that strengthens him. And he was able to be one of the greatest writers of the New Testament because of his experience of what God had done and the confidence that he had in God. And so when you begin to start walking as a confident warrior of God, again, it's a swagger, but it's not a swagger. It's not a pompous, not a egotistical. It's not a thing where you're confident or braggadocious on yourself, but you're confident in God. So your confidence comes from the God that you knew, that you know has what he has performed, what he has done. And so when you have a person like that, just trusting in God like that, you have a force to be reckoned with. And then, again, the antithesis to this is that you have the enemy who has their warriors too. So we have to be careful not to be afraid of the enemy because of their confidence, because their confidence is not in the true and living God. Their confidence is in a light or a fraud. And they gain confidence in that, but ultimately they don't have the victory. But that doesn't negate the fact that they still will have confidence in there. They will come at you, and they will try to steal, kill, and destroy. And so we have to be the warriors of God. We have to be the confident warriors of God that will stand for the truth, that will speak up, that will show up, and that will stand in the battle, that will stand on the wall, that will understand that the wars are coming, that the attacks are coming, but we will hold on to our confidence like David did. And he said, look, I seen him, you know, this bear and this lion came in, and, you know, God gave me the strength to kill the bear and the lion, and this Philistine will go the same way. And when you begin to know God and experience God like that and trust God like that, what will happen is you can begin to start rubbing off and begin to start teaching and start encouraging other warriors of God to do the same thing. And it's vital that the men take this role. Women have had this warrior confidence for a long time, and it just seems like the men have faltered or have fallen to the background. And have not stepped up to be the confident warriors of God. But that's what we need today. We need to get them to that point where that's what they're going to do and not fall down and not say, oh, this is too big or this is too great or we can't do it or this has been this way for a long time and we can't do it. You know, they call it poppycock in Europe. And we have a guy that can do everything. And he is conquer any type of situation and handle any type of situation. When you know God like that, you can be sure, amen, that he will deliver you, and you can have that confidence. All right, that's going to do it for us this morning. Just wanted to encourage you to be a confident warrior of God. Look at those scriptures in 1 Samuel 17, 33 through 37. Also Psalm 27, verses 1 to 3, and then also Philippians 4, 13, to really start understanding. Okay, in order for me to be this confident warrior of God, serve the true and living God, I have to have developed a relationship with God. And once I have that developed that relationship with God, I can begin to walk with confidence that in my community, in my churches, my family, I can overcome the attack of the enemy and be successful. And that's the key. When you put too many things in areas where people have tried and done certain things and they haven't been successful, they lose confidence. We don't want our young men to lose confidence. We want or our older men to lose confidence. And so we have to give them the tools that are necessary for them to be successful. Give them the tools necessary for them to succeed and be confident in their areas. That's what corporate America does. They say, we'll give you the tools necessary for you to succeed, to be successful. But once we have given you the tools, instructions, it's up to you to use them. And so, you know, you can use them or you not use them. But if you don't use them, you won't be confident in God. And that's what we have too many times. We have too many men, young men that are not using the tools of God, and they're not confident. And so they're not successful in their communities, their churches, and their families. And that's disheartening. It's sad, but it can be overcome. And because we know God is able. And I have confidence that when these principles are applied, that the young men will become confident warriors of God. And, you know, that's an awesome thing to see, men walking around not putting their trust in man, not putting their trust in this, and getting courage from alcohol or drugs or treating women or girls bad, but they have confidence in God that I can be that leader that doesn't have to turn to those things, that doesn't have to be a part of those things, the drugs and, you know, getting false courage, if you will, from those things. But my confidence is in God that I can do all things through Christ that gives the strength. All right. Well, we wish you all have a great worship experience today. Continue to pray one for another. Continue to show love one for another. The Bible teaches that men will know that we are God's disciples when we have and show that we're love one toward another. And it's an awesome thing. Start building that confidence. Be a confident warrior. Look at those scriptures and trust God that he will transform men and young men, and that it will trickle down and will move down to the family with the young women and the women of God. Also that they will be confident warriors also. But it starts with the men. We have leaders. We have to be the ones to set the example, set the tone. That the communities, the families, the churches will follow. All right. Thank you very much. I'm going to close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for truly what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, our hearts have felt, our understanding has been illuminated. And God, we just pray, God, that we will be confident in the true and the living God. And God, that we would be confident in you, and that you would allow us to walk in a manner, God, that we and say when the wicked, even our enemies and foes come upon us, the evil of us to be able to stumble and fall. Even though our host should encamp against me and war shall rise up against us, that we will be confident in the God of our salvation. To know, God, that you can and you will, and that you're able to do all things. So, God, pray that we begin to make a difference in the lives of young men and men, that they will truly have this confidence that the Lord is their light and their salvation. Lord, is the strength of their life, of whom shall they be afraid. Oh God, we thank you. We praise and bless us that we will have an awesome worship experience today, that we may worship you in spirit and truth. As you said in your word, now is the time for they that worship you to worship you in spirit and in truth. Another privilege, another opportunity to worship you. God, we pray that all of these things will be done to your glory. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, that's going to do it for us. Wish everyone again a happy Sunday. Pray that you have an awesome worship service, and we'll meet you again on the first word on next Sunday, 6:30 a.m. God bless.